DMH, testing. Hey, DMH, testing.
ISS in the mobile monitoring. Anybody here?
WZAN Manistee. Anyone around?
W8KSC.
Hey, W8KSC. I've got Kilo Sierra Charlie. Name here is Rick. I'm in Manistee.
Hey, Rick. The call sign's correct. The name here is Tim, Tango India Mike, and I'm mobile in Gaylord, just on my way to the dentist.
Oh, you lucky guy. Well, I'll tell you, the name of the dentist I go to is... this is real. His name is Payne. How about that?
You must have made your first appointment on Friday the 13th.
Well, I don't know when I made the first appointment, but my wife just loves the guy. Anyway, I guys like to throw that out as kind of a chuckle. Yeah, but the truth is that's his name. That's the one that's on his business card. Okay, well, I'm just trying out an all-star system. For a while, I guess I was using the wrong code to get in with the DTMF tones and indicate which node I wanted the mine to connect to. So I've got a few of them written up there on a piece of sticky paper, you know, close by. But golly, I pressed the asterisk 3 and just paused for a second, and then the rest of the 7 digits, and away it goes. Golly, I connected up. So you're on the way to the dentist. How far do you have to go? How many minutes are you away?
Probably 5 minutes away. I'm actually talking to you through the Sheboygan repeater.
Yeah, there's a whole cluster of them. If you look it up on All-Star and then hit the bubble chart, it'll tell you all these various repeaters that are connected together. Now, not just up in the upper part of the mitten anymore. They're in various other places. So it's a rather broad coverage. And as long as we don't have more than a couple of users, it works extremely well. I've also got an Echolink node. It doesn't work quite as well. It works like Echolink works. I'm not the server in that case. This one is rather rapid by comparison. You might be familiar with that. So, I'm not going to hold it too long here. I really appreciate you responding to my call, WZ8N.
Z8N, W8KSC. No problem. I was happy to talk to anybody going to the dentist. W8KSC, 73.
Okay, real good, Tim, and I wish you a good appointment, no matter what the prognosis was, whatever you're going in for. Modern dentistry isn't what it was when I was a 10-year-old. You have a good day. W8KSC, Mobile WZAN, clear with you.
Hey, thanks, WZAN, W8KSC, 73.
ISS in the mobile monitoring. Anybody out there?
W8RPM, KC8NAS Mobile. Well, you survived another winter. So did we. Good afternoon, W8RPM. Yeah, we did. Good to hear you. I didn't make the Memorial Day trip. Everybody was giving me phone calls from up there telling me it was like freezing in the morning, and it wasn't, you know, it was like 30, 50 degrees and stuff, and I'm like, okay, I'm not going to drive all the way up there for that.
Yeah, I don't blame you. It's like summer's really not even here yet. It's better, you know, but it's still not where it should be temperature-wise. We've had nothing but rain. I mean, the last couple of days have been nothing but rain. This is really the only sun we've seen is what's out right now. My grass is out of control. I've been trying to figure out a way to get it done, and it's just been too wet. Just haven't been able to do it. We're leaving for downstate tomorrow, so schedule's kind of jacked up here. How you been otherwise? We just got back from Tequamanon last weekend, and it rained, although we did have sunny afternoons, but man, the bugs, oh my God. Not black flies are gone, the midges are gone, but the mosquitoes, oh my goodness, it was not pleasant.
This is a hard state to have a good time sometimes, you know? It really is. If it's not one thing, it's the other. I'm doing all right. I left Dearborn this morning, or this afternoon, rather. Working down at Ford, doing whatever I do there, and I took 94 all the way over to Jackson and then up. I have no idea what construction is like on 96 or 23.
Right now, I don't think it's bad. I came back. I went to Monroe last weekend. It was the weekend before we were in Tequamanon. And there was nothing. So I don't think there's really anything. There might be a couple of small bridges that are one-lane reductions. Just, you know, very, very small. The Zilwaukee was closed. You know, the southbound was closed already for most of end of May, beginning of June. And then the northbound, nothing's going on right now that I'm aware of. And then the northbound is going to be closed. And this detour, I think it's detour down 675, so it's not a big deal. I can't speak for 23. But and plenty of local road construction going on. We were, it's been a while since I spent any time in the UP. We were just in that, you know, in and around paradise the whole time we were there.
And you just can't win with the construction sometimes. Locally, what's really killing everybody is As soon as they finished Merriman Bridge, they took out the bridge over on Wayne Road, just south of Joy by that 7-Eleven, and that's got everything really screwed up in the rush hour.
Yeah, I can imagine. I can only imagine. I tell you, I don't miss the traffic down there one bit. Even the traffic in Monroe, my sister-in-law lives in Monroe, and I was down there for an event on Sunday. And even the Monroe traffic gets on my nerves now.
One of the things I see, you know, Dearborn itself is like another country, it seems. Outer Drive going north has been, right by, there's a, what is it, Kroger? Right there before you get to Michigan Avenue, they've had some merging barrel thing there for many, many, many months. Everybody knows it's there. And I'm watching people try to play that zipper merge thing that really doesn't work if people aren't playing nice with each other. And I got two people going almost door to door. You know, this woman just wanted to push this guy over, and it's just crazy.
We've had a little bit of real estate work down there. And I've had more opportunity to come down than what I wanted to take advantage of. We just kind of try to refer stuff out and just find excuses to not be there. That's really what it comes down to. You know, if our kids weren't still there, probably never go back.
Pretty much it. You got a good thing going on, or what you're doing, and you know, you got to stay on it. But where you are and what you're doing, it's working out really well, it sounds like. You're right by the water. Go and do some fishing anytime you want.
Yeah, I got a paying for a hole of water, and I got a boat sitting in the well at the end of my street. You want to know how many times I've been out?
I watch people fish at Nankin Lake, right on the backside of that dam there. And I'm sure they're doing it just for fun, because everybody else tells me you probably shouldn't be eating what's coming out of there. But I actually saw a conservation officer checking licenses the other day.
Well, and, you know, you kind of got to advocate for the rule of law, but conservation law is a whole other story. It's so easy to get tripped up, no matter what you do. And we got two COs assigned to this county. I know one of them, and they're okay guys. But I tell you, dude, you know, the attitude is definitely got a problem. But you know, like many state agencies, and that stuff starts at the top and just trickles down.
Yeah, my cousin's a retired state trooper, and he has some stories of not being too happy about some things and encounters and stuff. But his point was like they have more authority than state police or more jurisdiction or something, whichever way you phrase that. Anything is just like, you know, forest areas, and he's like, that's almost everywhere in Michigan.
Well, there was a bill about that. I don't know if it passed or what, but the Fourth Amendment doesn't apply when you're in conservation law. You don't need warrants. You can go on private property, you know. Trust me, there's an old trick, even in Wayne County, where you wanna get around some Fourth Amendment issues, you put a CO on your team. That's not news.
Yeah. Whatever works, I guess. Going by that funny deer blind I've been looking at for the last 30 years, obey wife or sit here or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Happy wife, or obey wife, or you'll live here or whatever. Yeah, I hear you. So you're not even a Gaylord yet, huh?
No, I'm north of Gaylord. Just south of Wolverine, it looks like. Exit 301.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, there's some politics in them up here. The tower that this thing's on and the tower that the 519's on is no longer needed for the current radio system that anybody's using, that public safety's using. So the rumor mill says they're on the block,
for either sale or demolition. So I don't know how true any of that is, but we can see and time will tell. But I tell you what, the ice storm absolutely decimated everything up here. Just in the middle of the ice storm, it was really Saturday and Sunday was really the bad days, the last weekend in March, first week of April. And there was not one ham repeater that was on the air that I could hit with 100 watts in my big stick. Everything pretty much north of probably Clare, maybe even Mount Pleasant, was just gone. And whether it was power issues, whether it was towers, you know, we had some towers that literally fell down. I'll tell you, it was sad. It was a very sad showing.
CNS Mobile. I saw some YouTube video or Facebook video or something, and it was horrible. Just you know, the trees just snapping, and listening to radio reports, DTE saying, hey, you know, we're doing the best we can, but as soon as we get a line back up, another one falls down.
You know, unless you were here, you know, unless you were here while it was going on, you can't even imagine the magnitude, because it was such a ridiculous widespread area, you know. Everything from, again, Mount Pleasant, Clare, definitely Gaylord, north to the other side of the bridge. You know, there was some damage in the UP, nothing like we had. There was some damage there. And, you know, the forest, with all the public land, it will not recover in our generation, probably not even in my kids' generation. You know, there's whole red pine forests and white pine forests that are, they're just, you know, 80% of the trees are the tree tops, and that was a money crop for the state. You know, they grew that stuff and harvested it, generated revenue from it. Now they're scrambling to see what they can salvage. You know, the stuff on the ground, you only got 6 months before the bugs and the beetles and the wood borers get it. So, it's something that you never saw before. And hopefully never will again. W-8-R-P-M.
That's a hard state. Snow, ice, mosquitoes, wood ticks, car deer accidents. It is funny, I look at, like, people with boats. We only get a couple of months to use those things, you know, and then you think about people that live on the ocean or whatever, and that's their, they get a lot more use out of their toys. If you're going to play winter, your snowmobile only runs a couple of weeks.
Well, even up here, you know, the trails are only open for 3 months, really, maybe four, best. We did get a lot of snow this season. I thought it would do. I thought it would really make a difference in the lakes and on the lake levels. It really hasn't. We're still most of the places, the lakes are still pretty down from where they should be. But yeah, you just gotta tell yourself, you know, no mudslides, no hurricanes, you know, no sharks, no alligators. No palmetto bugs, you know. But you're not kidding. You know, the climate, even though it's beautiful, it's for this 4 month period, you know. The rest of the time, even spring and fall.
That's when you do have the nice day, you savor it as much as you can, I guess. I don't know what's going to happen up here. It's like, I think I'm going to have part of Saturday where it's going to rain, and I think Sunday might even be my really only nice day where they say there is no chance of rain.
Yeah, it's a different world up there, you know, just because you get whatever the weather pattern is up there by you. Doesn't necessarily mean that's what's going to happen here, but I'm just saying thing about two cops shot in Southgate. Just apparently just happened.
not hear that one. Happened today?
Yeah, it's a couple hours old.
They're way too quick with the guns. I can't tell you how common it is for the road rage, somebody firing off into somebody's door looking for this vehicle.
It's crazy all over. People, they just don't think, you know. Although overall, you know, I guess in the, if you look at the big cycles, I guess crime's still pretty much down. The last couple of years have been rough. We got a terrible meth problem up here. People steal RVs and turn them into meth labs. People are cooking meth in storage units. We've had a whole bunch of them burn up and blow up. It's pretty ridiculous.
At my hometown of Escanaba, I guess it's pretty bad with the meth. You know, the nickname of Mescanaba. And it's all pretty sad because when I was a kid, that was a great little town to be a kid in. You know, hop on your bike, go to the beach. You ride all over that place. You know, back in the days of you weren't worried about kidnapping. And if you were screwing off, there was some adult there that was watching you and they knew your parents and they went to church together and somehow word got back, you know?
Right. Now everybody's afraid to get involved, fear of getting sued. But, we did being at Dayton this year. That was fun. They set an attendance record. Almost 37,000, I think. 36,700, 36,800, something like that. Great show, great time. Weather was good. It rained every day, but it rained at night, so during the day, the weather was good. One day was super windy, but I've been going to Dayton for 47 years, and that was pretty much the best one ever.
Cool. Never been to one. Always thinking about it, but never get too serious about it, I guess. Been doing a lot of mountain biking. I bought a mountain bike back in 2006 to help motivate my sister into weight loss and all this other. I didn't do anything with it. She kind of didn't do anything with it. And then it was just last year I hopped on that thing and went for a cruise in Hines Park when it was flooded to see what that looked like. And I had so much fun. It's become like a ritual. I get home from work pretty early, get home generally about 4 o'clock. I'll hop on that thing for about 3 hours each and every day that I can.
Well, that's good. It's, you know, you get those endorphins, whether you're a jogging guy or a bicycling guy or a weightlifting guy. I think that's very real. I don't necessarily have any firsthand experience with it, but everybody says it's pretty real.
It's something. It's, for me, I think it's just more meditative. You know, you're not involved in the conversation, and it's just you doing your thing and thinking about stuff. Kind of like driving. The radios are shut off or whatever. There's a lot of times I don't even have any music on in here.
Yeah, many times I don't either. I find that if I'm not talking to somebody, I'm pretty much just driving in peace. You got plenty of places to go, too, you know, between Hines and the Metro Park. We've got some really nice trails. And I got somebody here. I got to run. We'll talk soon. I'm around tomorrow. And then come here, Doug. Come here. Come here. All right, got to run. W-A-R-T-F.
Hey, Ron, take it easy. I'll be coming back through on Monday. KC-8 NAS Mobile, standing by.